can't fit in my ride, bro. You can't fit, bro.
He gonna have to do something. That girl can fit.
If you can't put on a seatbelt, you can't get in here.
Quick disclaimer. Welcome to the We're Not Experts podcast. What you're about to hear is for entertainment purposes only. It is not meant to be taken literally. Just like any other information, you need to do your research first. We're not experts, but you should also research information that these quote-unquote experts tell you anyway. God bless you all. Thank you for listening. Cue the theme music.
What's going on? It's your boy Tez React. Back at it again with another episode of the We're Not Experts podcast. I am one of your humble hosts. All right, to my left, we got the old retired YN slash Unk. All right, from Philly, rocking the Phillies hat, looking real Philly proud right now. Say what's up to the people, man.
Hey, man, fuck y'all. I'm up for them and sharing the videos and watching, man. Fuck y'all. All right, man. Share the shit.
Don't piss Unk off, man. Make sure y'all like, comment, subscribe, and share this shit, man. All right, we don't want them to be all grumpy on the whole episode.
Exactly, man. Show some fucking love.
Right, so underneath, we got my brother, who's having a couple technical difficulties right now, but he's here with us. Now, I'm not going to say he's in spirit. I can't tell if he's talking either because he ain't got the video on, but we got B, who will be with us shortly in a second. All right, so first and foremost, Mike, how you been this past week, brother?
Well, I've been straight, man. I've been backpedaling, man. You know, I told you I started going to the gym, started drinking again, man. Back eating stupid. See me right here snacking on some snacks and shit. I'm gonna get back at it though. I mean, my mind was focused, but got some shit going on.
I got you.
How about yourself, bro?
I'm doing pretty good, man. I can't complain. I mean, other than that, everything's been fine. So I was thinking back to just like when me and my wife had my son, who's he's three now. And just thinking back on, you know, how little we left the house or how little we had interaction with other people, you know, the first couple months. But I saw this video just recently and I just kind of wanted to play it for y'all just to see y'all's take on it. But it's about somebody talking about helping out during those times of like pregnancies and things of that nature.
I don't need you to hold my baby.
In a comment section full of dummies agreeing with her.
You are absolutely allowed to deny help if the help that you are receiving is not going to be helpful to you. If you go to visit someone who just had a baby and you see that they're not sleeping, that they haven't eaten, that their laundry's piled up, that their dishes are piled up, that they are obviously struggling and having a hard time adjusting, do you think that the best thing that you can offer them is to hold the baby?
So I wanted to ask y'all, just when it comes to the type of help that you get, do you feel like you're allowed to deny the help that you get?
Yeah, I mean, that kind of broke up for me at first. So she's saying, you're saying denying it? Like, so she was like, the best thing you can do is hold a baby. I mean, I can do that, but I mean, which I didn't really catch that question, no.
So pretty much what she was saying was, well, so the original video, it was stitched, it's a stitch of a stitch of a video, right? So the original creator of the video, she was talking about how, you know, people come around and they want to hold the baby and they think that that's helping her and helping her, like, with the baby. When she said, you know, you see, I haven't slept in a while. How about you wash some of these dishes? How about you do this, this, and that? And yeah, I just kind of wanted to see y'all's take on that.
Yeah, nah, fuck that, man. I mean, listen, I'll wash the goddamn baby. You gonna clean this shit? I ain't come over here to fucking clean. Clean your shit up. I'll wash the fucking baby for a little bit. You know, I'll even take them off while you get some sleep. But I ain't cleaning shit. That's crazy. I ain't cleaning nobody.
Nah, I feel fuck that.
So am I cleaning the baby shit or just
no? No, so just cleaning up the house. So what she was saying was she feels like she's entitled to say that she don't really want to help, like that she don't want to accept certain help. Like if you come over just to hold the baby, she don't feel like that's really helping. She just feels like that's you just wanting to hold the baby, and that's not really helping her right there and right then in that moment.
She said, "Mom, clean the toilet and mom, wash my clothes." That's what I got from it. Yeah, nah, baby.
I agree. He should help with the kid. I mean, what's the circumstances like?
Take it like this, right? Say you just had a baby, right? And you got two babies, so you know for a fact that first couple weeks, you pretty much not doing anything outside of, you know, tending to that baby, waking up at all hours of the night, like, and y'all are tired, and y'all, like, you pretty much don't know what time of day it is, except the fact that it's daylight outside, right? Do you think that if you had a relative come over just to hold the baby, that you would be upset that relative came over and held the baby and wasn't there to help clean and stuff like that? Or do you think that relative?
I appreciate that, just to hold the baby, because I can do everything else while the baby being held. I won't have to watch him. So that's a lot of fucking help. Nobody got to clean your house and do all that.
That's what I'm saying. That's crazy. Crazy. You coming over here to clean? We come over here to see the baby.
You got the audacity.
Right.
That's one thing I'm starting to realize is these days in particular, people do always have the audacity. Because it's like if somebody's coming out, like if you help me in any type of way, right, I'm always going to be appreciative. I can't understand you saying something along the lines of that, like you will deny the help because that you don't feel like that's helpful. And it's like, well, I won't deal with you and your people no more. If that's the way that you feel.
Well, that's what I'm saying, man. People come over to see the baby, man. You just had a new baby. Like, we come to see the baby, not the fucking clean. You know what I mean? I mean, to some extent, I might help. But I'm not doing nobody laundry. I'm not cleaning nobody bathroom. You need me to move some shit, I'll move some shit. But I'm just moving the shit. I ain't cleaning. You know what I mean? Fuck that. I ain't come over here for that.
Okay, yeah. So we all on the same page. I'm pretty sure if we had a woman on here, all right, it'll be a little bit different. Because I know sometimes that postpartum hits a little bit. It hits harder for them than it does for men. But yeah, I mean, I can't even justify taking up for being entitled and making somebody pretty much saying that you're supposed to help me if you come over. I can't justify that at all.
Yeah, just on what you hit, some of you women can put that in the comments, man, because I think that's where I went wrong at. I didn't think that was the real thing. If y'all can explain postpartum to me, I looked it up and everything, so I got an understanding of it now. But put that down there, man. I'm gonna read it. I just want to know a little bit more.
Yeah, man. Hey, so Mac, I know we kind of briefly talked about it, but B, you hear about Popeyes and Don Julio doing a collaboration?
Yeah, I'm saying that goofy shit, man. That's funny because, like, damn, like, only you got to be old enough to drink to buy some chicken with the drink. It come with a beverage, right?
So, no, I don't think it come with the actual alcohol. It's infused. So, Don Julio is in the chicken.
And I ain't know that. Hey. Don Julio in the chicken?
Hey, so check it out. It's funny because immediately when I heard this, I automatically start thinking about the movie Undercover Brother. And that was the third movie that we watched all the time. One of the movies that we would watch all the time. And the plot of the movie was they was pretty much brainwashing black people through the chicken.
Yeah.
And that's the conspiracy theory part. But real quick, I got a video of this young man was talking about it. He was talking about the CIA operatives that's behind the chicken.
Let's hear this conspiracy theory bullshit.
It's the movie! Just let Popeye got the good dog Julio and Popeye collab!
I tried my hardest to speak out against this CIA psyop to destroy the black community.
This is a Popeye Don Julio collab.
No, it isn't.
You have to try.
No, we don't. Do not trust the CIA counterintelligence operative. He has been completely radicalized and his sole purpose is to destroy the black community. After informing the public that Popeyes was a branch of the CIA and that every time they want to distract us from leading and important news, they drop a limited edition chicken sandwich. After doing so, I received random frivolous strikes on my main page and was forced to run to this one to seek refuge.
But it was all for naught. Not only did they succeed in silencing me and limiting my reach, but they deployed a new propaganda puppet after the obvious CIA counterintelligence operative failed to convince us. He has a Don Julio gold chain, is parading and dancing outside of a random Popeyes, eager and lusting to post it online and draw more black souls into this psyop. Why did they give him 2 extra large bottles of Don Julio? This makes no sense. And what do they mean, apparel? They gave him drip, Popeyes and Don Julio drip? This is absurd. I would like to apologize for having failed, but I will continue the fight. This isn't over. Ronald Reagan, prepare to lose from beyond the grave.
That video had me dying laughing, but I do think there's some validity to what that young man was saying. I mean, first and foremost, we all know black people like certain alcohol, and Don Julio just so happens to be one of them brands. And then you pair it with Popeyes, who had people fighting over the chicken sandwiches. It's like they're playing in front of our faces, and we supposed to just sit here and just kind of act like it's not happening.
Man, I don't give a fuck about that shit. I'm ordering me a motherfucking spicy chicken sandwich with a side of motherfucking Don and Coke. The fuck I'm doing. Fuck that. That's a good mix. Yeah. Fuck that.
B, you go get the chicken?
Nah, if it's around, I'll get some, but I'm not pressed about that shit, man. I don't drink no way, bro, so.
Hey, man, I think that's a good mix. I started drinking again, so I'm getting me a motherfucking spicy chicken with a side of Don and Coke. You know what I mean? Fuck that. I don't see nothing wrong with it. I don't give a fuck about none of that conspiracy theory shit. I can still go to fucking Popeyes, even if they wasn't having Don, right? Get me a chicken and go to the fucking liquor store and get me some Don. And yeah, I don't drink Don Julio, but I get me my same liquor. They just put them together. And you can get some clothes in that motherfucker.
I ain't gonna lie to you. I don't like Popeye's chicken like that. I never really liked it like that.
I'd rather Popeye's. I ain't even in front.
Popeye's good. I just left Popeye's. Popeye's
speaking Popeye's of. Good.
Man. I don't know what he tripping on. Popeye's fuck.
Damn, man. Y'all all about to be mind controlled. I'm going to be by myself. That's
hey, crazy. Man, listen to me. Fuck it. Fuck it.
Y'all don't see nothing wrong with this campaign. Am I tripping?
Hey, y'all looking too deep into it, man.
Not finna eat no Don Julio burger. Fuck that.
The reason I'm saying you're looking too far into it, right? If the government really wanted to fuck with us, because everybody don't need Popeyes, just like you're saying, like, you don't need Popeyes, but guess what everybody need? Motherfucking water, right? You got to take a shower. You got to brush your teeth. If they want to put some shit in some shit, they're going to put it right in that motherfucking water, dog.
They might as well put on the menu number 5, nigga special. You know what I'm saying? It's only for the niggas.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
And then, you know what I mean? Got the nigga special, then you got the how can I fucking properly Bro. Say this? The lower Caucasian menu, right? It got the fucking side of fucking meth and fucking
I don't even think white people drink Don Julio, bro. Like, let's keep this shit all the way for real, bro. They drink they drink Jaeger and Fireball and shit. They don't drink no Don Julio, man. That's the menu, man. You either get your sandwich or you get some legs or some wings. We don't even get bread. Because we don't fuck with shit else. You don't even get a leg or stop. I put the wings, though. So it's either leg or wing. He said a thigh or wing. Thigh or wing, then.
No, I'm saying thigh or leg. The dark meat. That's what it's called, the dark
meat. Oh, yeah. Dark meat, damn, my bad. Get the dark meat menu with the Don Julio chicken.
You get the dark meat, the dark specials, balls. Fucking a leg, a thigh, and fucking a side of Don and shit.
Yeah. I ain't gonna lie, I'm at a loss for words. That shit had me dying. Hey, but it's the truth, man. And I do, like I said, I'm I'm not a conspiracy theory guy, but that shit sounds like some conspiracy theory shit, especially because they've been putting that shit in movies for years, talking about if they wanted to mind control. Matter of fact, that movie, they cloned Tyrone, same shit, same concept. The plot has been done twice. In two movies that
they did that on what's that Mike Epps and T.I.
You ain't never seen that movie? Yeah. I did see that movie.
They did it with that shit too. The chicken. They put weed in the chicken or some shit.
Well, they was putting weed in the chicken, yeah. But I'm talking about like motherfuckers using chicken to mind control people.
Shit, they was mind controlling them. They was making them do that line was around the corner, right? Making them eat that shit.
On some real shit, you know where I see most black people go at since I've been down here? They don't even go to Popeyes like that. If you want to get a bunch of black motherfuckers, nah, that shit at Cookout.
Yeah.
They never had Cookout.
Cookout.
I thought you were about to say Bojangles, Baxby.
Listen, Cookout, where I'm at, be packed. And I don't ever see not one white person in there.
So it's funny you say that because like where I live at, that's where the high school kids hang out at, and it's mostly white kids.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, well, maybe I'm fucked up. I'm just
no. It just depends on like I think it depends on the community that's around. I just think that Cookout is just one of them spots because it's always open late,
and it's cheap as fuck.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of like Coney Island, B. So Cookout's kind of like
that's why I be slapping shit. If it tastes like the county. You don't know nothing about that county, do you, Mac? You don't know nothing about that county.
Oh, honestly, the menu is super similar to Cookout, except Cookout barbecue, like their thing is like grilling all their stuff. Like a barbecue type grill.
Mac gonna go crazy. He has chili cheese fries. Them bitches fire, Mac. You hear me? All right.
Nah, so what I'm saying, my son was in college, man. I used to go up there to see him all the time. And I gave him my credit card. So, like, I used to see every time he swiped it. And it was always at Cookout. I'm like, the fuck is this dude always at Cookout? So I went up there. You know, I used to go up there for, like, his freshman year, kick it with him for a little bit because it's like, an hour and a half away. And I was like, hey, man, let's go to Cookout. You know, I was like, I'm going to take you out, man. Let's go to Cookout. I went in and had they shit, man. Like, the burger tastes like motherfucking, it basically tastes like nothing. The motherfucking little, I don't even know what the fuck you call it, because the sundae, that shit was so fucking sweet. And I was like, yo, it's just straight diabetes. And I'm telling you, that's when I started putting it together. Ain't nothing but black people go there. Well, from what I saw, you know what I mean?
And those shakes is like super thick. You can't even drink the shake through the straw.
Yeah, like what the fuck you give me a straw for? That bitch is useless.
They should have gave you a spoon.
All right, but
that shit is so fucking sweet.
I see I'm with two brothers that's all good with the PSYOP, so I'm gonna go ahead and I'm gonna leave Popeyes alone, man.
Yeah, matter of fact, I might just go right to Popeyes right after this. I'm dead ass.
Big ass. Shit. I got a big ass box. Hey, I got a big ass box of Popeye's chicken. Where is it? It's around somewhere. That shit smells so good.
Hey, but just moving up.
Popeye's right now. Hey, Popeye's. Be over here promoting Popeye's, man. Man, go ahead and switch. Popeye's ain't fucking sponsoring us. Fuck them. But true. I'm still going to go get them, though.
True. They ain't putting no money in my pocket.
Hey, Popeye's, we need a check.
Hey, nah, check it out. They gave homeboy a whole Don Julio chain. We ain't got shit. Fuck Popeyes. Matter of fact, I ain't saying their name for the rest of this episode.
That nigga get a whole lifetime full of Don Julio, bro.
Nah, fuck them too. We ain't saying none of their names, bro.
Until yeah, you right.
Give me a motherfucking check and we'll talk about you.
All day.
Hey, we're moving on real quick since we're talking about black culture a little bit. I want to play this quick little video. And I want to see y'all take on it. All right. So the video is kind of small. Well, you'll see what I'm talking about. All right. So you got to kind of look right here. So right here in the corner, right?
Make it big.
Oh, man.
Hold on. Let me see if I can make it bigger.
Why me?
I can't make it that much bigger, man. But all this happened. Okay, so.
Damn, y'all in 4K doing this? Or 1080? No, if the roles were reversed, this were.
So, what's going on in the video is you got one of those sororities, right? The Deltas, they over there, they're strolling in the club. You know, like when they do the little stump the yard shit in front of everybody and they, you know, they strolling in the club and whatnot. So pretty much a girl was trying to get from one side of the club to the other side of the club. And they still doing their little stroll thing. And the girl pushed her out of the way. And apparently, because I didn't go to a university, which I know nothing about this shit. Apparently, that's like a big deal when it comes to like them people like strolling and doing their thing in the club. I was told it's the same thing with black fraternities, too. So like the dudes, like a lot of times it'll get. You'll get into a fight pretty much trying to cross their lines and whatnot. I want to ask y'all, do y'all think that that girl, what do y'all think she should do in that situation? And do y'all think that them girls are valid and like pushing that girl out the way like that?
I mean, she ain't wrong, man. First of all, she might have had some motherfucking cookout or some Popeyes, right? She had to take a shit. Like, I got to wait for this long ass train to go past. Like, y'all keep that shit in your motherfucking dorm, man. Like, fuck that. And the crazy thing is, motherfuckers are scared of them for real, man. That's why I don't give a fuck about them. Because the same thing we were just talking about when I went up there with my son, I guess they had the Q dogs up there and they were doing all this barking. So I just started fucking around doing the barking. He's just like, yo, don't do that shit, man. I don't want them niggas coming over here. I was like, I don't give a fuck about them niggas. Hey, y'all Q, man. I don't know nothing about this shit. Don't, if y'all watching this, don't pay no attention. I was just ignorant, right? But still, I pop shit out one of y'all. But anyways, motherfuckers really scared of them, man. They scared of them. So I don't blame her, man. I'm pushing them out the fucking way. I got to get to the bat. Just had this motherfucking Don Julio and fucking six motherfucking thighs. Man, I got shit. You know what I mean? Fuck that.
What you think about that, B?
Man, I'm so zoned out. What was the question, bro?
Nah, so I was talking about the sorority girls dancing in the club, and they pretty much pushed that girl out of the way. And I said, fraternities do that same shit too, man. And I just want to see what your take is on it. Like, do you think that shit's valid, or do you think they should just let that girl cross?
Hell no, she can't cross, especially if they stepping. They were stepping?
Yeah, they were stepping.
Oh, no, you can't cross shit. You got to go around. That's just like cutting the line, or like, that's disrespect. Come on, that's respect, man. Hell no. Nah. So what they do to her? Beat her up?
No, all they did was push her out of the way. They look like they was getting ready to fight her.
Oh yeah, that's it. You gotta move. That's it. Go around. All this, go around.
I'm gonna keep it a bean. Fuck that. Fuck them like the fake ass fraternity. And I mean no disrespect about it, but in the same breath, fuck that. I don't give a fuck. If you on campus, that's one thing, right? But you in the middle of a club. You step in, you doing all your shit in the club, and you get mad at motherfuckers going. Like, if I'm in there with two or three of the right people.
Okay, yeah, I feel you. It's a club.
Motherfuckers getting shot. All I got to do is be in there with the right motherfuckers and somebody getting shot. It's like you got to pick and choose your audience and where you're doing that shit at, because you in the club, you in shared space with everybody, bro. Like, we didn't come here to see y'all motherfuckers step. It's going to be a fight. Hopefully nobody gets shot. Unfortunately, that's just the way that shit works. So,
damn, you shooting in the club?
Not in the club. I'm saying if I'm with the right nigga, we'll start shooting in the club.
True. You right like that.
So it's like, if you want to make it home, if you value your life, why are we playing like that?
Mm-hmm. All over because I ain't let you step between my line, bro. You want to shoot me.
If you put your hands on me, if you push me, like, you know how motherfuckers is, bro. Like, sometimes you can't control how a motherfucker's gonna react to your disrespect.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know you're being disrespectful when you put your hands on somebody and you push them. I mean, it's valid. Like, you stepping through the line, they view it as disrespect. But me, as somebody who didn't go to a college or a university, and I don't know that I'm being disrespectful to these people, and you push me, then know that the people that's around me is probably gonna do something.
It probably was a college party, you know. Like,
I don't know, bro. It looked like they was in the club. Like if you in like one of them sororities, you gotta kind of fucking take that shit on the chin and just keep it moving. I know y'all or think shit. Y'all hard, but
shit, get the fucking the DJ to announce y'all motherfuckers that whoever about to come up in here, they gonna step, right? It's a difference. You ain't just gonna walk up in this motherfucker like y'all run the motherfucker after I done paid my motherfucking money to get up in here. And I'm supposed to fucking wait for you to march this big ass fucking caravan pass. Like, nah, get the fuck out of the way.
And what make it even worse is y'all ain't in VIP or nothing. Get y'all motherfucking asses out the middle of the flow. Right. Like, if y'all want to do all that bullshit, bro, go up to VIP, pay the fucking money instead of bringing y'all broke asses. Well, I'm not even going to call them broke, right? Because I don't know how much money they got. But if you want to do that bullshit, bro, segregate yourself.
Mm-hmm. Do that shit in the fucking parking lot up to the motherfucking door.
I'm all about, like, I get it. Like, I respect the black colleges and universities and stuff, but we gotta do better.
That's what I'm saying. Can't put all of our time into fucking stepping.
Oh, B, you hear about the rapper up there that couldn't fit in the lift?
Yeah, the big girl.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I'm gonna go ahead, I'm gonna play the video. We're gonna talk a little bit about that.
Let me see this shit.
It's gotta be, I can't.
Most basic, mom, my car is small.
I can fit in this car.
No, believe me, you can.
Yes, I can.
Believe me. So, I'm sorry.
So, you telling me I can't get in the lift because I can't fit in your car?
Yeah, you need to order a bigger car.
What makes you think I can't fit in a car?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
What makes you think I can't fit in this car?
Because the car is small in the back.
My best friend has a Benz that's newer than this that I can fit in. That's the same size.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm more specific with you. I got very tired.
What I got to do with your tires?
Yeah, and you have no space.
I don't have no space?
Yeah, I got no space in the back.
How do you know I don't have no space?
Because I've tried before.
No, I don't never have to order an Uber XL.
Then I'm ready.
All right, and that's her. So I just want to ask y'all, she's suing Lyft because the driver refused to give her a ride in the car because he said that she couldn't fit. I don't want to be the first one to mention the elephant in the room.
Hey, go for it, man.
Do y'all think it's valid? Do y'all think he should have denied that lady's service?
Nah, but like I was just paying attention to her talking. She sounded like she was struggling to breathe just talking, right? And I see it both ways, man. Like, he's talking about his tires, car too low. Like, yeah, she might get in there. He might hit a pothole, fuck his fucking wheel up. I don't fucking know. But I don't know. You can't deny. They're going to get sued. I mean, it is what it is. Even though, I mean, DEI is not a thing anymore, I heard, but that motherfucker gonna get sued.
I think he already lost his job with Lyft. My bad, go ahead.
Yeah, but that's what I was meaning. Like, I didn't know that, but that's exactly what I was gonna say. It's really not Lyft's fault, it's his fault, because it's his car. You sue him. You know what I mean?
So, yeah, go ahead, B.
Both parties don't get No, I doubt it. I think Lyft probably is the one that's gonna get hit with that suit. But how I feel, man, I know I can't get in my car, man. Toopy, I'm gonna need a new car. I'm gonna need new tires, new struts, shocks. Shit, you gonna break my shit?
Yeah. Nah, but get your motherfucking car out of here. Like, you shouldn't be doing
this. You should have ordered an XL, cheap ass.
Nah, I'm a regular person just like everybody else.
Get your big ass out of here. You should order the XL.
XL is when you got multiple people going somewhere.
You can't fit in my ride, bro.
Nah, fuck that.
You can't fit, bro.
He gonna have to do something. That girl can fit.
Listen, if you can't put on a seatbelt, you can't get in here. And I know she couldn't put no seatbelt on.
So you're saying the XL seatbelt is longer?
Shit, she can't get in there neither. She need a motherfucking flatbed, bro.
Hey, I'm gonna keep it a bean, bro. I'm gonna keep it a bean. First, Normally, if you get on a, if you go to an airplane, like if you get on an airplane and if you're too big to fit in one seat, then you got to pay for a second seat. And even when that happens, a lot of times you have to get a seatbelt extender. So before, like, if you got to, if be you looking at me like, are you cracking me the fuck up? But you got to get a seatbelt extender, right? If I'm driving a regular Uber, I feel like we're not even in compliance with the law if you can't fit in my car and you can't put the seatbelt on. What he should have did was he should have let her get in the car, showed that she couldn't put the seatbelt on, and I can't even be compliant with the law because you can't fit the seatbelt. All right?
But what car can she put the seatbelt on, though?
She would have to call like some type of, she would have to ask specifically for a damn seatbelt extender, or she would have to bring a seatbelt extender with her. But in all honesty, his car was way too close to the ground to have that woman in the car. You in Detroit, first and foremost, it's potholes every motherfucking where. You hit a pothole, once you fuck your car up, what's she going to do? She going to hop out the car. Yeah, it's going to be a big-ass blowout. And you going, she going to hop out the car, and then she going to complain anyway to Uber that your car broke down, or to Lyft, that your car broke down anyway. So he did his risk assessment. He said, hey, this risk is too high. You're not getting in my car.
How do those type of people get around? Really? How do those type of people get around for real, though?
Can't do that, man. You can't just, nah. That's fucked up. You gotta let the girl get in the fucking car, man. They don't have fucking seatbelts on buses.
So you let her get in your car?
Huh? Yeah, but that's... You need a different license to drive a bus, too.
Fuck all that. Mac, you gonna let her get in your car?
Yeah.
Hell no.
That's crazy. So
you had that same car. You gonna let her get in?
Yes.
So as soon as your shit fuck up, you mad?
You should never put your shit on motherfucking on today. You should never been driving fucking Uber.
True. You right about that though, because it is your choice.
If you can't do the job, don't drive the motherfucker. Don't do the job.
Hey, you want to know what's funny about this whole story? I had like a situation like similar, but it was on some straight racist shit. I was in Houston. I was actually in Katy. It's a city, like a rich city outside of Houston, about an hour away. I was in Katy and I was trying to catch the Uber back to the airport. Bro, I bullshit you not. I was me and my homeboy and his girl. And the dude that was driving, he turned us down, bro. He said, no, y'all can't get in here. We like, why? He's like, uh-uh. He just kept shaking his head like, uh-uh. Me and my man's like, what's going on? Like, he let the girl in. He let her in. He would start pulling up. We trying to get in the car. We like, well, why you don't stop? He's like, yeah, y'all can't get in. Y'all can't get. I'm like, what's going on? Like, and then we just ding, ding, ding. You fucking racist. Like, it clicked. Like, this motherfucker racist, bro.
Well, no, you told that story before, and she was the one that ordered the Uber, so that was the picture that he thought he was picking up. That's why he rode off on y'all. That's what you.
But they don't ask you how many passengers you got with you.
Hey, right, so check this out. And so, like, just look at this taxi driver, right? This lady is literally stuck in this cab, bro.
She's gonna be stuck in Mac's car. Because Mac want to pick her up.
That's what I'm saying, bro.
That, you gotta get her ass out the trunk, nigga.
That is a huge fucking liability, bro. Like, literally, imagine her trying to get out that car and she just stuck. And now your car ruined. You can't make no more money. And all of a sudden, yeah, bro, ain't no way.
Uber gonna pay me for that.
No, the fuck ain't sure.
You sure? I'm about to say, you sure?
Shit, they gonna pay me for it.
They would have been like, why the fuck you let her get in that little ass car?
I'm doing what y'all tell me to do. Y'all fucking ordered me to go pick her up. I went and picked her up. Listen, she got stuck. That's y'all job. Y'all should have figured out how big this chick is.
Hey, we talk about people not having common sense. We talk about people not having common sense a lot. Common sense said that lady wasn't gonna fit in that car and ride comfortably. Ain't no way.
Listen, I'm not going to help her get in the car. I'm going to pull up. She's going to want to get in the car. She can attempt to get in the car. She can't get in the car and be like, all right, well, this ride ain't going to happen, right? If she got her ass in the car and she can't get out and we sitting there, I'm not touching it. and Uber gonna pay me the entire time. I'm gonna call her like, hey, this lady stuck in the car. Y'all need to pay me. Y'all wasting my time.
Uber gonna be on the phone like, sir, you did not drop the last destination off. We can't even give you the pay for this order. Like, they be on bullshit when it comes to them apps, bro.
I'm going to record the whole fucking thing because I ain't touching them.
You for sure going to be opening up a suit, for sure.
I am, and Uber going to pay me. They might just pay me for my time, and I'm cool with that, but they going to pay me.
I respect that. I can respect that. I just know, I couldn't do it. But that's just me. All right, so if you're talking about car stuff, right? I got another video that I want to play for y'all.
It's a fucking parking lot. Fucking park or get the fuck out of the way.
Are you having a bad day today?
Yeah, I have a bad day most of the time. You know why?
I'm sorry.
Because of cunts like you and cunts like her that don't understand. It's a fucking parking lot.
Hey, B, you
fucking
see it?
Park or get the fuck out of the way.
Are you having a bad day today?
Yeah, I have a bad day most of the time. You know why?
I'm sorry.
Because of cunts like you and cunts like her that don't understand.
Hey, so first and foremost, when I was younger,
I don't know what the fuck's going on.
Me neither, because what they do wrong?
So they're pretty much in the car at the gas station, and they're blocking, blocking traffic coming in and out, right? So he walks up to them, and he wasn't very nicely asking them to move the car out of the way. So one thing that I was taught when I was younger, right, my mama told me is when that C word come out, when it comes to, the fair-skinned people, you know that shit is serious, and they trying to disrespect you. So when he called them both the C word, you could see how mad he was. And you knew that phone, like her getting that phone slapped out of her hand was coming next. But she's pretty much holding traffic up in the parking lot. And he wants them to move. And just plain and simple, it goes back into just people being entitled a little bit. And a lot of times, go ahead.
Denver got a story for everything. This reminds me of another story, bro. This is crazy. Like, that same type of situation happened to me too, but I'm about to fight motherfuckers. Like, we was about to rumble. But, what's the C word? What's the C word?
Yeah, that's the word.
He was mad. He was
fucking he was pissed.
Oh, man.
It just kind of goes back into, like I was saying earlier, it's just when you don't know what people are going through and you don't know exactly what it is that you're going to be doing to piss people off. And I know a lot of times, and I hate it, bro. Like, I hate seeing it because it's usually like women that kind of get in these situations because men, we try not to be in people's way. I think we have a better understanding of, I can't be in people's way because it's going to inconvenience them and it's probably going to cause a violent situation to happen. For whatever reason, I don't think women have that same thought in their brain. It's just like, you're just parked there. You see this man walking up to you. You see that you're blocking traffic and you don't want to move your car. And you're kind of just in the way and just nonchalant about it. And you record this man walking up to you because you know you're doing something wrong. Like, you know that there's going to be some type of reaction with this man walking up to you. Like, I don't know what happened before she pulled that camera out, but you knew that that interaction was going to go exactly that way that just happened. But, bro, the comments, they could be comments, too. Go ahead, Mac.
No, finish, man. Finish. I'm sorry.
No, that's all I had to say.
No, I'm saying as in she knew it was coming because he probably was blowing his horn, right? Trying to get him to fucking get out the way. I'm just agreeing with most of the shit that you said because you hit everything on the head. Because if it was two males, they'd probably be out there tussling or a nigga pulling out a gun, right? And some people are just oblivious to certain things, man. It's like driving down the road where two people just drive together and they're just blocking up the road and they don't give a fuck what's going on, right? And just like you're saying, it's typically females. Don't come at me for this, but I don't know, man. You nailed it, man. But he was wrong too, though. So he should never slap their phone out of her hand. Should have went over there. Hey, move y'all shit, man. I'm trying to get out. And just leave it as that, right?
Honestly, that's it for me. I was with him all the way up until he slapped the phone out of her hand because y'all are in the way. I mean, you can have your words, but once you start putting your hands on people, you step into a different level of stuff. And I understand he was mad. He looked like he was having a bad day, like legitimately having a bad fucking day. And that was probably the icing on the cake right there.
Dude, man said, I'm always mad. Sam reminded me of the Incredible Hulk and shit.
Oh, B, you said you had a story, bro.
Oh, no, so boom. I didn't know if y'all wanted to hear it for real, but
hey man, run it.
I was out of town, bro. I was in Chicago. I was downtown at the pier. Just watched the fireworks, got off the boat and shit. I'm on my way back to the room. Now I'm at this big ass fucking parking structure. How far as hell up? It's so many cars. Everybody leaving the event. You know how that go when you got all the people here and it's thousands of people. Boom. I'm trying to be sweet, bro. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to be sweet. I'm pulling up. I see this lady on my left. She's like trying to beat me to the spot the whole time. I'm in front of her. So I'm not paying no attention. I'm looking at her talking like, yeah, yeah. And then she go, ew. So I, bitch, fuck you, bitch. I'm out the window. Fuck you, bitch. The whole time I'm looking this way. I'm not looking what's ahead of me. My car is moving, bro. I'm, bitch, bitch. Boom. Oh shit, I done hit somebody, bro. So boom. But I got insurance. I wasn't tripping, had money. You know what I'm saying? I wasn't tripping, but they hopped out the car. First, the woman hopped out the car. And the only reason I say this was similar because we had the whole fucking parking structure backed up over something that wasn't even, you know, when somebody hit you and it's no damage. You know what I'm saying? Like it's not no real damage. So bro, I bullshit you not. This black woman, she had to be from the hood out there. She hopped out the car, bro. She looked at my car and she looked at her car. First thing she said to me was, oh, you gonna hit the Cash App. I'm like, what? She said it like 5-6 times. You gonna hit the Cash App. You gonna hit the Cash App. I'm like, and I'm with my homegirl. Well, it was my girlfriend at the time, but I'm with her. She like, she all scary. Next thing I know, the dude hop out the car. She was with a dude. He hop out the car. Oh, yeah, he going to have to hit the Cash App. Woo, woo, woo. I'm like, man, what is all on? I said, man, ain't nothing wrong with your car. It had to be like a small little scratch or whatever. I said, you know what, bro? I ain't hit no Cash App, but I got full coverage insurance. So what y'all want to do? You want to call the police? Y'all want to get the information? What do y'all want to do? They were so damn stupid and slow. I don't even think they had insurance. Like, I seriously don't think they had insurance because they took a picture of my insurance, but I never heard nothing from nothing or nothing. Like, and then, like I said, it wasn't nothing wrong with the bitch car, but yeah, we had this parking structure sold up, bro. Like the cars was honking. They didn't want to pull over. The people that was working there, like, y'all got to pull over. Like, it was just a whole bunch of bull crap, bro. But yeah, man, I was about to beat some ass that night, though, bro. I'm about to beat some Chicago ass, bro.
That's what I'm saying, bro. Like, especially like them temperature. Now, hold up. Before I go on about my bullshit, hitting the Cash App. That's the number one way you knew motherfuckers ain't had no insurance.
Yeah.
Hit the Cash App is crazy when I got full coverage insurance. I was telling her, I say, you want me to pay for this? I say, I think her car was already cracked right there a little bit. Like, it was, bro, it literally had to be maybe like a $90 scratch or whatever. Like, I'm like, yo, I said, your deductible gonna be more than this. I said, so what the fuck you want me to do? Like it didn't make sense, man. But yeah, I ain't hit no Cash App. I got up out of there and I was talking my shit. Cause they got me talking about, yeah, we from South Side of the, bitch, I'm from Detroit. Bitch, who you talking to? Bitch, I smack the fuck out you in front of her nigga. You know what I'm saying? I ain't having that shit, man. I'm looking around for my help, though. I'm like, damn, my help ain't even here, man. This is bullshit. But I was gonna be able to take both of them. I wasn't tripping, bro. Man, listen, recognize me.
Like, let them know, one man army.
It's crazy because I was gonna bring my gun out there. I'm like, I know guns ain't legal out there, so I'm like, you know what? Man, good
story. No, I think you did the right thing. I mean, of course, you added some extra shit in there, but
what you mean? You doing the right thing by what? By not bringing a pistol? Or?
Well, not pulling a pistol out. You also tried to bring up your insurance And like I said, that's a good way to scare uninsured motherfuckers away anyway. Even though you're uninsured motherfucker,
they going to run when they hear full coverage insurance. Like, oh, shit. Like, you in the wrong. And nothing was wrong with my car. Like, nothing. So, that's on y'all.
Damn, man. Y'all see that lady that was shaking her ass over them, that disabled man?
Oh, Lord. I seen that shit. She was over disabled men. I think it was more than one. Because she had multiple videos. Yeah. Like, she literally had her coochie on the back of his head and on top of his head. I didn't get it.
I ain't see that. You got video?
All right, yeah.
Bro, I don't get it. Why she even doing it? Like, I don't get it.
I didn't
like,
get it.
She sued, fired, go to jail.
Yeah, I need to see that.
Oh, look.
You what she working with.
Damn. I got to
this shit look weird. This shit looks so fucking weird, bro. Like, why are you doing this? That's somebody's fucking granddad.
No, it ain't right there. Hold up. I know I got it.
And that's Steve Harvey Burger.
Yeah.
That's Steve Harvey Burger.
That Steve Harvey Burger had me die laughing. That's why I retweeted it.
How did they even do that?
So I meant to bring it up before this lady.
The healthcare worker that's dancing on top of her patient's head is not what it is. Trust and believe. All I gotta say for now is angles play a big part, but we're gonna get into that another time. Okay? A lot of people in the comments talking about sex. Just all type of dumb non-verbal, trust and believe. He's verbal, and if he's not verbal to his kins, then I don't know what's going on over there, but around here he be verbal, and I got proof. What you say?
Can I get my hug?
You want to get a hug?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, so Mac, what you think of that? Did you hear what she was saying? Like, did you kind of catch the video?
Nah.
All right. So pretty much she's justifying saying that like the dude is comfortable and aware of her, you know, dancing. Here, I'm gonna run it back one more time.
Nah, you good. I think I got it. Cause I was wondering who was that on the side talking and shit.
So well, yeah, that was her explaining it on the side, and I should have explained it a little bit better. She was explaining her actions on the side, on the left side, and then that was her on the right side.
Yeah, I mean, listen, man, that girl should get paid extra. She going above and beyond. She could just fucking neglect the fuck out of him and be on her phone all goddamn day. Nah, fuck that. I don't see nothing wrong with it. Me personally, I'm be honest, I don't see nothing wrong with it. You know what I mean? If he did, he would have said, bitch, get that stink pussy out my face, right? He would have said something. My man want hugs. He probably grabbing the ass. You know what I mean? He get his hug, grabbing ass and everything. I don't know, man.
So, Mac, I got a documentary for you to watch, man. And there's a documentary called Tell Them You Love Me. That's on Netflix. And check
that. Tell Them You Love Me.
Yeah, Tell Them You Love Me, right? So the documentary is about this dude who's nonverbal. He has like this... he's disabled. So he has like this disability where he can't like, I think he can walk, but he can't talk. He's nonverbal and he's kind of like just in a chair and he can't even like communicate using like the, you know, how they communicate sometimes with the keyboards and whatnot. He can't do any of that. But this lady comes through and they have this, this new method of helping these people talk and whatnot. And she develops a relationship with this dude who's nonverbal and who's disabled. And in the documentary, you know, she has this longstanding relationship with him. And it sounds like when she was married to a regular dude, by the way, and has a kid, but she's having this affair with this dude. She's having sex with him. He can't even move or anything like that. And she's just like having sex with this dude. He's literally like, in order for her to have sex with him, it takes some doing. Like, she had to, like, stretch him out on his mat on the floor and, like, had to do all this, like, extra stuff in order to get him to have sex. This lady falls in the same category of that lady, in my opinion. But I really want you to check that documentary out. It's a real, real interesting documentary, bro. But that lady in the wrong. She thought that they were in love, that this dude was communicating with her because they do, like, this thing that they supposed to do to communicate. But then studies come out later on saying that the way that they were communicating is bullshit and that it's not real, and that these people have been pretending and whatnot. And yeah, it's just you gotta check it out. But that lady in the room,
I don't see it. Right, that man would never experience a fucking sex. Listen, she went above and beyond, man, giving these people experience they'll never fucking probably ever receive in their lives, man.
No, so
I commend it.
The saddest part about that documentary, though, was, well, so the lady ended up getting locked up, and they ended up breaking up the relationship. The sad part was the disabled man. He was like, he's not able to communicate or whatnot, but he had never experienced sex before. And he was like trying to beat off, and he can't beat off. And he's like really like bothered. It's like an itch you can never scratch, because you can't communicate with nobody in order to get women or nothing like that. And it was kind of sad. It's just, I don't think you should be taking advantage of those people. It kind of falls in line with, you know, whenever, like, that shit is like sexual assault.
I see where you're coming from. I mean, I don't know. It's a good and bad to both, man. She helped the man up. At least he experienced some shit he'll never experience in his life.
I thought, I'm not gonna lie to you, bro. I thought the same thing. Like, I thought it was a good thing at first. I was like, you know, he got him some and whatnot. And then the mother was talking about the aftermath of it all. And then that's when I kind of like, I was like, okay, it's pretty fucked up.
Yeah, no, I'm like, so I get it, right? I mean, because they, to some extent, they thought they was communicating, right? So consent is the thing, right? You have to give consent. I'm not going down the path of, you know, having sexual violence against anyone, right? I'm not condoning that at all. Don't take me the wrong way. All right. I'm just saying, I thought it was, like you're saying, maybe at the end they figured out they weren't actually communicating. But if they were, and she did that for him, man, that's commendable. That's all I'm saying. It's just a thin line.
Got you. Hey, B, you got anything you want to add on the topic?
No, I'm just listening, man. Not that topic. I did have something to say, though.
What you got to say, man?
I just wanted to say LeBron James about to win it all, man. I know y'all see that Luka shit, man.
Yeah, I think LeBron might get traded.
Nah. Traded? It's crazy. You think traded?
They just traded AD for Luka. That's what he's talking about.
Let me tell you something. Exactly. That's that. He would.
I think they're about to try to build around Luka. They're about to try to build around Luka.
Bron ain't going nowhere. Bronny there.
Right. And that's the cash cow, to be honest with you.
Bronny.
LeBron James is a cash cow, bro. Ain't nobody getting rid of that.
Yeah, nobody getting rid of
that. At the end of the day, they don't give a fuck if they win or not. Just as long as they selling fucking tickets everywhere they go, people coming to watch the game, they don't give a fuck.
Bro, just imagine the ticket price on their tickets now. They just damn near went up double.
Mm-hmm.
Like, real talk, you got two big all-stars on one team, two big ones, and one of the greatest.
ADs and all.
I can't call Luka the greatest, but... Huh?
I said AD was a big all-star.
But he not Luka. He ain't dropping 40 every night.
He definitely ain't.
He's not.
He don't do what Luka do.
Luka can't do what AD can do. And we got to.
And AD can't do what Luka can do.
True, because they play different positions. But Luka is a better player all around than fucking AD.
Luka is better. Luka is better.
Luka, I'm going to pick Luka up before AD any day.
I don't know, man, because like you got to play a different game. Luka's a point. Like, Luka's a guard. They gotta change the whole way that they play now.
All you need is a big man to grab board. That's all they need.
So pretty much LeBron's going to have to play. He's going to have to play down low, either center or power forward.
And that's easy. That's easy money. And Luka fucking six. How tall is he? Six at point guard? Six, seven?
Six.
6'6" at fucking point guard. Stop it, man. Two big motherfuckers. Not all they need is one more big motherfucker. They can't stop. Get a Wimby. Put Wimby over there. Oh my God.
No, that's cheating.
That's never happened.
Oh my God. They can't be stopped. Man, they too fucking big.
That'd be cheating.
All right, so I got one more video for y'all. or yeah, one more video slash topic. All right, before we hop off here.
This might be the realest statement I've seen in my life. Like in my life experience, men almost never end the relationship first. And of course, there are some exceptions to that rule, but 99% of the time, it's going to be the woman that finally breaks it off. And there's honestly a couple reasons for that. The first reason is niggas are lazy. They know that if they are the ones that end the relationship, they know that they're gonna have to sit down and talk to the girl and tell her why they're leaving her. And they're not trying to do that. The second reason is convenience. When you already have a girl, you're not trying to do too much to get another one. Cause you know the streets are tough. So as long as your girl wants to stay down, it don't matter how annoying she is, you figure, why not just keep her? And the last and most important reason is because men know if they end the relationship with a woman, that woman will never get over that. And there is nothing on planet Earth like a scorned woman.
All right, so I wanted to ask y'all, have y'all, who do you, like in y'all's relationships, who normally ended things first? And do y'all think what he said was valid?
I'll go first, man. Ain't shit that man said was valid. As soon as I hear him fucking yelling and screaming, he watching some of these Red Pill podcasts. Me personally, right? That's what I think. He is fucking, I can't even label this motherfucker. He's so fucking corny and all that yelling, man. You can talk, like fucking talk. I can't listen to that. I know I'm yapping, but I get it, right? Female's gonna leave. And it's a lot of times, it's what the nigga doing, right? Like sometimes, shit that we don't accommodate them sometimes. Like you be playing your video games. I know a lot of chicks that come to me. Well, I've been talking to, and they like, my husband or my boyfriend plays video game all night. I don't know why that's so interesting to him. Like, I get it. Like they should be able to understand that and be like, all right, I'm gonna give him his time to play his video game. But when you're playing your game for fucking 8 hours, dog, that's a little bit too much. You know what I mean? And you think she's supposed to just do, sit there and fucking twiddle her fingers waiting for you? So niggas do a lot of shit too. And I'm pandering to no women, right? Niggas do a lot of shit and that leads to the female leaving. You know what I mean? So like what he's saying is some fucking bullshit. Like sometimes we get comfortable. That's what it is. You get comfortable. You're like, I got my shorty. She loved me because you might love her, right? But you're not showing her that you love her. So he's talking a lot of shit, man. I mean, I'm being honest.
So you kind of prove one of his points, though, is because a lot of times dudes are lazy. And dudes won't leave because they're so fucking comfortable in their space. And like you were just saying, like they get comfortable. And they just kind of stay there. And I'm not saying that I agree with what he was saying. I'm just saying that's kind of, it kind of goes into one of his points.
No, it ain't nothing that man said had a valid point. Like I'm saying we get comfortable, like not like. So what I'm seeing when he was talking about comfortable is like niggas just get lazy. Like he get comfortable, like a dude ain't running the streets. Like it's a lot of dudes still running the streets after you get a chick. Like he just sound, when I heard that, it just sound like, all right, I got my chick. I did my struggle. I know I can't pull nothing else. I got it. I'm just going to chill. Now, it's still a dude out here active in the streets. Like, I'm being honest. Like myself, I know I can't be with one chick, so I'm just consistently going to be active. I mean, it is what it is. And then I'm going to get caught, and then she's going to leave. That's just going to happen as well. Like, so it's just a balance, man. You just have to find that balance. And I don't agree with nothing that man said. I'm being honest with you.
Got you.
It's not 99% of the time, dog. It's sometimes dudes meet chicks and they bounce. Just being on.
Be what you think.
I ain't got no relationship advice. But my dog, man, I can't tell you nothing about nothing, bro. But what he was saying, I kind of get what he's saying, because you got to think a woman not going to restart. Well, bro, like I said again, you're right, Mac. It's not valid. None of that shit valid. You can't tell me what every woman is going to do or what every man is going to do. We're all human, so we're all different a little bit. We all think the same kind of, but everybody's different, so you can't say, you know what I'm saying? So no.
All right, so let me ask y'all this, right? Because y'all said what he said is not valid. Women that you've dealt with or women that you've been with, right? How many of those do you think that you were the person that broke it off more? Or do you think that the women were the ones that broke it off more? Let's say you was messing around with a woman and it don't matter if it was just a sexual relationship or if it was a regular relationship. Who was the one that was like, I'm not dealing with this no more. I'm done. And just cut ties.
You're right. It's for the most part, it's the woman, but it's an activating event that caused that. It's you did something. I mean, and then she's just like, nigga, I got options. Right. You did something. Just like I said, you might be playing video games all day and neglecting the fuck out of her. She has options. Like, why am I going to sit here and do this when I have this dude consistently hitting me up in my comments? Because what you always hear chicks talk about, consistency. You have to be consistent. You can't be consistently playing a fucking video game. It's consistently showing, giving attention and doing things. It's not consistently playing a video game.
I agree that a woman will, she may not leave you, especially if she loves you. She's damn sure going to cheat on you. You don't get all this together like the me time, not the me time, the us time, you know, just the dating part of the relationship. That's just how they built, though. They always want new shit every day. They always, it's just, I need, want. And every single day, but it will be every other day or every other week. This is what it is.
But that's what I'm saying.
I think what he said is valid. But the only reason I say it is because I know a lot of times dudes would just be like he said, we get comfortable a lot of times and we just kind of fucking roll with the punches until eventually it gets to that point to where the woman will fucking leave. And I see what y'all are saying, but I think women think about it. And as much as people want to say women don't think about things logically, I think in a lot of ways they think about life logically. And what I mean by that is for them, it's about timelines, right? Because a man, like, we kind of, we're lackadaisical about time because we have all the fucking time in the world. The longer that you don't really do anything I'm not going to say not do anything, but as you get older, you start to gain more money and you get the opportunity to get more women. But for women, they don't have time like that. Like, they start here and then it starts to slowly decline. And I think they have to think of it in more of a logical sense. In the fact of, you know, as I get older, I can't be wasting my time with this motherfucker who can't get his shit right now.
Yeah, it is. It's like an elevator, bro. It's like twin elevators. They going down, we going up.
Yeah, so like they're not gonna waste their time.
Yeah, this your timeline, bitch. You cutting in my life for these next 2 years, bitch. You right here. All right, it's time for you to go back down, bitch. I'm going right back up. I get it.
That's true. I mean, that's a good analogy right there.
Yeah, no, I think it was valid. All right, but what y'all boys got to say to the people, man?
I ain't got shit to say to y'all. All man.
I got a couple things to say, man. It's tax season, man. Hey, man, I don't want to see everybody in the mall. It's like, hey, man, just another week. Like, comment, subscribe. I've been fucking with my boys for a minute, you know what I'm saying? I'm not feeling too well right now, but I did this for y'all, you know? Yeah.
Man, I ain't got shit for y'all. Just like I started, I'm keeping the same motherfucking energy, man. Just like B just told y'all what the fuck to do. Boost this shit the fuck up. Nah, but on some real shit, man, get you a real fucking job, man. If you can't fucking do your job, fucking don't fucking do it. You know what I mean? Put the bitch in the car. I don't give a fuck how big the bitch is. You know what I mean? You get in the motherfucking car. Get you a real motherfucking job doing Uber with a Benz, nigga. You fraud. Motherfucking take.
Hey, man, he gets some extra money, man. Goddamn.
Nah, fuck that. Who doing the Uber with a fucking Benz?
That's his side hustle, man.
All right, first and foremost, I want to thank y'all boys for showing up like y'all always do. I want to thank my wonderful wife. I want to thank my kids. I just want to thank God, all right, just for allowing me the ability to go ahead and do this for another day. I'm so grateful for everything that's around me, or all the people that are around me. And lastly, the one thing I want to say is for you frat gangster niggas that think y'all just going to move in the club any way that you want, you will get shot in the ass, depending on where you at, though. All right. This has been another episode.
That's right, motherfucker. Just wrap it up, man. Wrap it up. I'm going to go get me motherfucking some chicken and some Don Julio, man. I don't give a fuck.
God damn.
My bad.
This has been another episode of the Weird Not Experts podcast, man. We out. Peace.